I'm Barbara Jean.
And I'm Kelly.
And you're listening to the Lake Superior Project.
Climate change is one of the biggest issues facing Lake Superior. It stands to change the lake itself, its watershed, and the people who live around it.
Climate change is something that I think that is working its way into everybody's daily activities, just if it's just, you know, first of all, at an awareness level. I mean, it starts with just talking around the coffee shops about what the weather is and why don't you have any snow and why is the ferry still running to the island, you know, those sorts of things are pretty commonplace. And that sort of creates the opportunity to, you know, have people put things into a little larger perspective. And there's a lot of research and work going on to help people put that into perspective. It, you know, I think there's less and less debate of whether it exists is more and more, what does it mean to me?
There's a lot more awareness and action on a national level as well. Liz LaPlante is with the Environmental Protection Agency. The agency is putting Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI, funds to work on ways communities can adapt. They're also developing an international Great Lakes climate change strategy.
One of our biggest priorities is developing this action plan on climate change, that adaptation plan, and it's binational. The other thing is that, as I mentioned before, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding we've given out to the states and the tribes, part of that has to go to developing their own climate change adaptation plan and implementing actions. And furthermore, they are required by, you know, the tenants of the grant money to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in any of their, you know, operations. We're also doing, there's a tremendous amount of Great Lakes Restoration Initiative money in the Lake Superior Basin going for outreach and education. NOAA has put on, they received money from us to put on a series of workshops in the Lake Superior Basin, which two I think have already happened, as well as across the Great Lakes. So they've partnered with the Sea Grants. You know, for example, Minnesota Sea Grant did an excellent workshop, I believe it was in August or September, to try to reach, you know, local policymakers, decision makers, cities, municipalities, anyone like that, local landowners, and give them what's going, you know, information about how they can, you know, adapt to what's going on.
More people are researching and raising awareness about climate change than ever before. Bob Krumenacher is superintendent of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore.
One of the challenges is, okay, we care. Now what do we do? If I were the only one thinking about this and sort of railing like King Lear and no one was listening, that would probably get pretty discouraging. But what's very rewarding is people respond. The community of people that cares about this issue just keeps growing and growing and growing. And what's changed is when I first started involved in it, it was a very small network and I knew everybody. And now there are reports that are being published all the time that I can't keep up with. And I don't have to be the spokesperson. I don't have to be the expert. But if I stop talking about climate change in Lake Superior right now, the really good news is other people are.
There's no doubt Lake Superior is changing, but we don't know exactly how all the changes will manifest.
Well, I think if you love Lake Superior, you care deeply about the health of the lake, and it doesn't matter whether you're an environmentalist or not. People live here because of their connections to the lake. The lake is changing. The lake is vulnerable, and while it will probably always be very beautiful out there, it's not necessarily going to be the same lake that we love or that we may have moved here for. And so I think the whole identity of who are the people up here, whether they're people who come for a national park or people who live in the gateway communities like Bayfield or Grand Marais, the native communities who've lived here hundreds and hundreds of years, the environment that we identify ourselves around is going to be different. It might still be nice. It might still be nicer than almost every other place, but it will be different.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Barbara Jean. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior.
This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.
To learn more, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.